This is the fourth in the series of podcasts on associateships for our practice management class. This little talk on associateship has to do with something called the gradual buyout. A lot of doctors of chiropractic, when they graduate from chiropractic school, may look to purchase a practice rather than go start one from scratch. So they shop around and find doctors who either want to relocate for various reasons or doctors who may be getting close to retirement and be willing to step out of their practices in the near future. So what we call a gradual buyout would be an arrangement made between the old doc, seller, and the new doc, the buyer, gradually phase the old doc out of the practice. And so here's how it generally works. The old doc would hire the new doc as an associate and would get typical associate pay. And we've already talked about associate pay in a couple of ways. One is just a salary that you get for putting in so many hours. And so that's one possibility of how to be compensated. Second would be a percentage of collections. And the typical number that we talked about was 40% of collections. So here's a new doc coming into practice with the intent, and this certainly would be discussed with the old doc, with the intent of taking over this practice and ultimately buying it. Now, everybody knows he's right out of school. He doesn't have any money. He can't buy it right now. But he can come to work in the practice and see how it fits. So he comes to work as an associate and gets an associate's salary or an associate's percentage, depending on which one is chosen. So what we have is then the old doc working, the new doc working, getting a salary or percentage. And this phase out of the old doc takes place over 1 to 5 years, depending on how what they decide. You may want to have a very slow, gradual takeover, and that would be a five-year plan. You may have one a little quicker, and you say 1 year or 2 years. So what happens is the second year, the old doc would probably increase the responsibilities of the new doc and increase his or her salary and or percentage. And so instead of just getting a 40% of collections, they might, in the second year, up it to 50% of collections. And then the third year, it goes up a little more, maybe 55% of collections or even 60% of collections, or the salary, the base salary goes up. And the whole idea is then at the end of maybe the third year, we have already agreed upon a price for this practice. And so I've been working in the practice 2 or 3 years now under the mantle of the old doctor. He's been there introducing me to patients and recommending me and gradually turning over the patient load to me. So I'm pretty well established in this practice now. So at the end of the third year, I'm going to buy it out for a price that we set back in year one before we started. And at that point, you either go to a bank and arrange financing to buy the old doc out, give him one check for everything, or he agrees to act as the bank, and you start paying him a monthly increment to buy that practice. And so that's what we call a gradual buyout, and it's usually associated with a 2, 3, maybe 4 year phase out of the old doc and a phase in of the new doc. The whole idea here is to have a seamless transition between the old doc and the new doc. And that way your income would stay stable. And when you buy that practice, you're buying something that is a good deal. It's a good money-making practice, and you're stepping in at a reasonable price to a clientele that already knows you. So that's the gradual buyout. Thanks.